Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol ne'yeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Divrei Torah tonight, Siyata Nishmai, she contributes to the Elias and Neshama Rose Har, Harecho Bas Yitzchak, Aleh HaSholom, Neshama should have a tremendous, continuous Elias and Neshama, and Gan Eden Shomai, L'mechayel, Chayel, L'met Hashem.
Amen.
So we're holding in the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Zayin, the Alochas pertaining to Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush HaLevana. How we discussed the Indian of fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh and the Indian of Yom Kippur Katan. We talked in Siv Beis about the Indian of being Marbe Besuda on Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos coincides together with Rosh Chodesh, then a person should at least have a Tavshil Miyuchat, an extra cooked item that is there in honor of Rosh Chodesh. And a lot of people don't know this, but there's a big Indian to be Marbe Besuda, as we discussed on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you should try your best at least one meal over the Hemshech of a Rosh Chodesh to go ahead and have a motzi and have a samozin at the very least of the Kol HaPochas to be Kaveya Suda Mazonis, and you're doing it to l'shem the Indian of Riboy Suda on Rosh Chodesh, which we discussed as Me'ena Yantiv. And then we saw in Siv Gimel, this is what we discussed a few nights ago, that Rosh Chodesh, although it's Mutter Nasis Malacha, a woman have adopted the Minhag based on the Yishami and Perek Dalet Pesachim and Perek Aleph and Mesechas Tainis, where the Yishami writes that it's a Minhag Nachon Hu. So it's Paskin as well, Tur and Shulchan Aruch, that women have adopted the custom, they don't do any Malacha. It's a Minhag Hogan, Ve'ein Lahakin Lahem. As again, nowadays, most women are mekil, but there's a big inyan, and I'm stating from Malacha because Rosh Chodesh, as we mentioned, even though the Yarama brings down a number of other reasons, the Ikar reason brought by the Mishnah Berurah, and the other poskim is based on Perek Mem Hei, Pirkei Ulozer, that the Yidden, in the midst of Chet Egel, it was only the men who actually gave over the jewelry for the sin of the golden calf. The woman refused to hand over their nizamim, their earrings, their nose rings, their jewelry, the bracelets and necklaces. And because of that, Hashem says, I'll give them schar not only in Olam Haba, I'm going to give them a word in Olam Hazit too, and that's the inyan of Rosh Chodesh. And we discussed three different reasons why Rosh Chodesh b'miyuchad. We mentioned Rav Dov Luria and his commentary at Pirkei Ozer. We mentioned the Talmid Menhagim, quoting the Leif Sameach b'shem, the brother of the Shulah Kaddish. We discussed as well the Ravana Yarchi and the Saint Ramanig and the Avodrom. Three different reasons, really, with the Makari Menhagim at Siman Lamed Tes. Four different reasons why Rosh Chodesh b'davka was given to women. We know that part of the Rosh Chodesh davening is not only Yalla v'yavo, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shemot Hallel. Person right after Shmon Esrei, where you mention the Yalla v'yavo, right after you go into Hallel, and it should be Mamish right after the Marsham's first tshuva. And Shas HaTshuvos Marsham Rav Shojon, that's the Zaidi of Rav Shlomo Shojon, the famous Magid, and he writes in Orchaim and Chelik Aleph and Siman Aleph, based on the Tosefta Menachas, that Avadi, you can't go and be Mafsik, that means you have to go right from Shmon Esrei. There are different ways of understanding the Tosefta. The Marsham says, you're not allowed to be Mafsik at all, you have to go right from Shmon Esrei into the Hallel. And how do you say the Hallel? Writes the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Zayin and Siv Dalet. Hallel Tzoruch Lo'omro Ba'amido Ve'lo Yafsik Bo. And not only should you not be Mafsik like the Marsham between Shmon Esrei and Hallel, you shouldn't be Mafsik in Hallel itself. Now we are more Mekil by a Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, anytime it's a Chatzi Hallel as opposed to a Hallel Sholem. But still, Achachila, we try our best not to be mafsik. That's Tovchov Beis. So let's go to Seirat Tfila Mahalab Rosh Chodesh. Writes the Mechaber in Siv Dalet. And Siman Tovchov Beis. Writes the Mechaber, Linyan Avsaka. Afilu Be'emtza Shov B'Shlamon V'Shetzorach Linyan Bo Kovid U'Meshu Sholom L'Chalda. Based on a Sugya and Brochus, a person even in the midst of Hallel, we'll see a qualification in just a minute. In the midst of Hallel, you're allowed to be Shol B'Sholom. If it's a person that you have to be Noe Gebo Kovid, and you're allowed to be Meisha Shoma. Someone greets in the middle of Hallel, you're allowed to respond. Aval Binyan Achar Liyafsik. For any other reason, a person should go ahead and not be Mavsik, writes the Mishnah Berurah based on the Pichadosh. Afilu Beina Prokim. That means even between each chapter, each capital of Tehillah that comprises Hallel, still you should not be Mavsik. Lamaisa, we Avada do our best and not to be Mavsik at all. And thus adds the Ramad, this is only a Heter, Baruch Chodesh and Pesach. Yomim Shein Gomrim Hallel. That's when you have a certain leniency about being Shoel B'Sholom, someone about whom you're mechuya to give kavod, and you're allowed to answer be Meisha the Kol Adam. But answer the Ramal Kishagomrim also when it's a Hallel Sholem, then inyan hafsaka dino kamo b'kriya shema, and with more machmer, you can only be mafsik for those same inyanim that you can be mafsik in the middle of kriya shema. So it's a more chomer dika halel when it's a halel shalem. And the question is, so why is it only a chatzi halel rosh chodesh? That's what we have to talk about. But before we get to that, let's just finish up this inyan. Why? Because the first line of the kitchen said dalet was halel tzarech lomor ba'amida. You have to say it standing up. Why do you have to say halal standing up? Writes the Machaber in Tav Chav Beis in Siv Zayin, a mitzvah's kriyas halal m'umad. And the way to perform the mitzvah of reciting the halal is when you're standing. What's the reason? Writes the Heilige Mishnah Berurah as follows in Siv Katan Chav Ches. Lafisha halal eidus shivcho shemakom v'niflosav v'nisim shasalana. It's giving testimony to all the wondrous miracles, all the nisim and aflos that the Eibishter does for us. And mitzvah's eidus v'amida. Anytime you give eidus, you do it standing up. And you see it, the marumas in the nusach of halal tzevach and kosim halal, halal ovdei Hashem, sha'om deme. You see that there's an Indian that the ovdei Hashem, they're omeid, especially when they're giving edus. Umiyo, however, below Pesach, mitosh shachokin also since on the night of Pesach, I, we say it in the Seder, how come we don't stand up? I thought it's edus. Edus requires amida. Here we are reclining as seba. Again, we're not necessarily mesa b'shas the Haggadah. Haggadah is recited be'imo, be'yira, b'resa, s'vizeya, but we're not standing up. I, Teretz is, sokti mishruah, p'i the prim brakodim. Since we divided up Shein Kono so kula kachas, we don't say it all in one shot. Lo matrachin and osalamer b'chopam. We're not going to obligate you to stand up, sit down, and then stand up again. And that much tiracha we're not going to have you do. Once you're sitting, since we're going to break it up anyway, we allow you to keep sitting down. In fact, it reminds me, Ravu Magolios writes in the Sefer Yisod HaMishnah Rechasa, we find in Shas a number of times, Yosef Raploni v'Yosef Uka'amar. And the question, of course, is why does it say sitting twice? He is Yosef, Yosef Raploni v'Yosef Uka'amar. What's going on here? So he says that anytime they wanted to ask Akasha when they were learning this, based on the Sugya in the third parak of Megillah, we know that they used to learn Bamida, and then we read a Sadoras and the Yod HaChosh of the Omega week, and we had to learn sitting down. So what would happen? Everybody would sit down. If you wanted to ask a question, explain to me, Magalias, you had to raise your hand. And what was raising your hand? You stood up. And when you stood up, that's when you showed you had a question. So Yosef Raploni, he was sitting with everybody else, and then he had a shayla. He wanted to ask a question based on a brisa. So he stood up, and then Yosef Ukomer, and then he sat back down again, and then he continued saying. So that's why it says Yosef twice. Yosef Raploni, Yosef Ukomer. Just tell me Yosef Raploni Ukomer. And then it's when he said, no, they were sitting right to Magolios. He raised his hand. He stood up. Once he stood up, and he got so many people around the rabbi. How do I know? Who wants to speak? You stood up. Now he says, okay, Aruvain, you go ahead. Asked the question. The Yosef Ukomer, he sat back down again and then he continued speaking. Hello, Pesach, what are we going to do? You're already sitting. We're going to make you stand and then go back sit again. We're not going to be matriach. Reason number one. Va'od, Shederech Levi Pesachim, Uderech Haseba V'Cherus, based on the Shibulei Leket. And therefore, we're not going to go ahead, stand up. That's negative the whole Indian of what a Seba, what a Cherus. Are you making me stand up? That's contrary to what the Indian of Cherus is about. Make a Malkum, but even a Karma Yushav. Afilu B'Yavim Shagor, Hala Yatsim, Mishinur, based on the Prima Godim. Avada, if a person's weak and you have to lean on something, or even the Prima Gadim says if he needs to sit down, Avada, it's a din edus, but if you can't stand up, it's for Seder to say halal sitting down as well. The question is, why Rosh Chodesh do we only say it bedilud? Why is it not a halal sholeim? And that the Mishnah Berurah takes us to the Sugya in Erech Hadaf Yud Amud Aleph. Writes the Mechaber earlier in Sebeis, Vekoren halal bedilug, Bein Yochid Bein Metzibur. We say it bedilug, it's only a chatzi halal. And why? Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ha'halal in Nikro, because the Pasuk says, Hashir Yelachem Kelel Liskanei Shchag. Vidarshina in the Sugan Erechin infers from that, what's Kelel Liskanei Shchag? Only on days Hamakudesh Lachag. The Haidu, it's also Sis Malacha. Mikroi Kodesh, it's Kodesh, it's Muvdol. It is a day that we see upon it Isser Malacha. Those days, Tohen Shira requires Shira, which is expressed Ayidei Lahalel. V'shem Hakudesh Lachag, ain't Tohen Shira. You don't need Shiro, which should come out based on the West. There's no Indian to say Hallel. We shouldn't even say Chansi Hallel. Ella Shanogo of Asenu the Grosso. And the minig is that we do. We use this as an opportunity to give Hallel Shvach on the Nisim and then it flows. Okadeshi Heka Shenu Mitzadadin Lachem Adalgimbo. Since we took upon ourselves to say Hallel Baruch Chodesh, but we didn't do it because it's Medina de Gomorrah, we want to make a Heker. What's the Heker to show that we're not doing in Machmas? It's not Locha. And therefore we are Medalig. And then he explains the minig that is pushed by Medina Asenu. Medina where to go on and be medallic. So let's quickly finish off this sif in the Kitzer. Writes the Kitzer, Yeshtadu Leom Ramatzibur, you should do your best to say it together with the Tzibur. Velachem, and Bala Besa Knesset Semach Lahalel. Let's say you get to Shul and the Tzibur's already up to Hallel. Yomar Hallel Ramatzibur Achkach Yispalel. You say Hallel together with the Tzibur and then you'll David. What if you're in the middle of Pesukin Yisimra and they're up to Hallel? Remember, Hallel is a composition of various Kapiluch Tehillim. So if you're in the middle, you're in between Baruch Shamar and Yishtambach, writes the Kitzer, Yekra Hallel Ramatzibur Velo. You'll say hallel with everybody else, but you won't say the bracha before. You won't say the bracha at the end. Why? Because that first and end bracha will count for the bracha of hallel. Question, of course, is if we have this whole Indian of a selfake, should we really be making the bracha? Medina the Gemara, you're not supposed to be saying Allah on Rosh Chodesh. So how can we go to make the bracha? The Maisa, we accepted upon ourselves the minig. We made it like a chiv, so now we have the bracha. I asked Avnei Tzedek, so just like my tefillin with the second bracha, the tefillin Shorosh, Lachaira with the whole Indian two brachas, what's the minig? The minig that's Navot is, we say Baruch Shenko Mechusel, the Olam Vayim. So ask Avnei Tzedek, how can we not say Baruch Shenko Mechusel after we say the bracha, Likro as a Hallel? That's a selfing Rosh Chodesh, Medina the Gemara, you're not to say, so we're going to be makabel the minute to say it. Let's say it chatzi to make a heker. Well, let's say with a bracha. Aye, but it's a shtickle savig. You should say baruch shem. He says you're right. But when are you going to say baruch shem? He says to say it right after you said the bracha. That you can't do because that's already hefsek. That'll be a hefsek between the bracha and the beginning of kriyas halal. No yafsek bo. You want to say it at the end after you already finished all halos. Now when are you even saying the baruch shem? Amela, we don't treat it. Dominate tzedek says it's not like a regular suffig bracha. It's like we have a tefillin. Once we makabel to say the minute, and then avada just like. Woman machlekes, woman mechayavus and avdalah, not mechayavus and avdalah. As the zokto moisha, now the post coming to once we paskin that woman take upon themselves the minhag that we are machmer and they say avdalah, how do they say it with all the brachas v'cholay? So just finishing off the sif. Dafka Rosh Chodesh, Yachal Asis Kane, only Rosh Chodesh, when we say Halo Bedilog, or in Chol HaMoed, and the last days of Pesach, then you could say Halo and be Makayimit between your Baruch Shomer and your Shtavach. Now, Kishomerim Halo Sholem, and Yachal Asis Kane, once you're saying Halo Sholem, where it's Medina the Gemara, it's Kalel, it's Kadesh Shachag, on the first days of Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkot, Chanukah, Vechulei, once it's a Halo Sholem, then you don't say in a Pesukah Zimra. Mishomer Halo Shalom Betzibor, and Mishom Shnei Mecherim Yom Lefanim Hodu Lashem, Vegomer Kadesh Anuheim. That's also brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, that if you're saying Halel by yourself, and you get up to that part of Hodu Lashem, since the whole Lashem is you, people, I'm talking to you, Hodu Lashem, therefore you should go over to two people and say it in front of them so that they can go in and answer. Tekeim and Shomer Hodu, Mashu Shomer Lacherim, and therefore you should try me Mekayim that. Again, many people are not knowing to do so. The main thing is say the Hallow with the Tzibur, and I'm sure we should have many opportunities to be Mahalo, Meshabeach, the Borei Olam, Kaddish, a wonderful night. No Ali Shore tonight. I have to run out to a Simcha Baruch Hashem. So, Met Hashem, we're looking forward to a great Shabbos, a good night, and a wonderful Shabbos up ahead, Kaddish.